Well, hello there. This is Toby Milroy, Chief Operating Officer for NATMA, the National Association of Professional Martial Artists. And we have an interesting part of our quick start process. And what we wanted to accomplish today was helping you to immediately go drive some new memberships into your school. Our mission is for you to be receiving at least a 5 to 10 times return on your investment each and every month in our membership program. And we've been very successful at helping schools accomplish that and then some. So really what we want to try to do is give you some tools and resources as quickly as possible to get you out there. And I know you're the type of person that takes action. And those are the type of people that we love to associate with. We are designed to serve the top 5 percenters, right? Those people in the martial arts industry who really go get things done. And as you well know, there are an awful lot of folks out there who would much rather just sit behind their desk at the school during the daytime and hope someone walks in rather than go out there and really make it happen. And I'm sure that you're the type of person who's really ready to go out there and make it happen. So this is going to be a great resource for you today. And my guest with us today is our senior NATMA member representative, Bob Dunn. And Bob is kind of like your new member concierge. He's the guy who will really help you through the beginning of your NATMA membership, your maximum impact relationship. And if you have any questions or concerns along the way, if you need to find some tools or you're not sure how to, how to access something on the website or something like that, Bob's your go-to guy. So, Bob, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. We have a lot to accomplish and not much time.
Hello, everybody, and thank you, Toby, for having me on the call.
So, anyway, today, and Bob is going to play the role today of a school owner who perhaps does not have a lot of experience with this mechanism. And our topic for today is how to become a pillar of your community and a community resource by penetrating your local media, your newspaper, television, radio, news media. And the mechanism that we give you each and every month in your toolkit is a done-for-you press release, a document that you can send to your local media outlets that will stimulate them at some level to come and interact with you as an expert in your field and feature your school. Now, there's a lot of science and a little bit of art that goes into accomplishing this. But this is one of the, and the reason we're accomplishing this very early on in your membership experience, keep in mind that our quick start process for all of our new members is at minimum a 22-week-long process, right? So for 22 weeks at minimum, each week we'll be walking you through one concept, one strategy that you should immediately implement into your school that is proven to give you amazing results. In fact, in most cases, we're able to help school owners add $100,000 to their revenue in the first year. So if you're very systematic and you're one of these action-oriented people, you know, then this week you're going to take this message, you're going to take this strategy, and you're going to go violently implement and get it done, right? And the great part about our NATMA membership, or the great part about Maximum Impact, is we do most of the work for you. So this is really going to help you take advantage of that. Now, so our objective today is to sort of give you a little primer on how to attract free media attention, free publicity in your martial arts school, and then show you how to use the tool that we give you in the toolkit to be able to do that. So the first thing is this, and Bob, I know that you have a lot of experience with school owners that are just getting started with this, and you're going to ask the questions that perhaps a school owner who has never done this might have. The first thing that's very important, first of all, everyone please excuse my nasalness. I've got a very bad cold. I'm just getting over it. So if I cough a little bit or if you can't hear me very clearly, I apologize for that. But I definitely wanted to make sure we got this message to you right away. I didn't want to wait until I was, you know, completely recovered before we did this recording. I think this is very important for you and your school. So the first paradigm is this, Bob. If I'm a school owner, What I'm not trying to accomplish is doing my press release for, let's say I plan to do an event in my school, or let's say I plan to do an event out in the community, and I'm going to do some sort of like a rape prevention course or something like that, or an anti-bullying course or something like that. I'm going to do an event. Now, the paradigm I should not have is I'm going to go send this press release around to all of the media outlets, and they're going to promote my event for me. Right? Meaning I'm going to show up on Friday when I told them the event was, and I'm going to have 150 people who all showed up to come and take my seminar, right? That just simply doesn't happen, right? That's not how this works, right? How this really works is, well, and you really have to think about it this way. Everything you do in marketing, everything you do, frankly, in your martial arts school, should relate to WIIFM. What's in it for me? And that means the customer or the reader, or in this case, the media outlet, right? So, you know, what's in it for the media outlet to promote your self-defense workshop coming up on Friday, right? You know, these reporters and press people, right? The people, the reporters and the news creators that work in radio stations and TV stations and newspapers, they're inundated by press releases every day, right? They have a stack of them in their fax machine when they get there in the morning, and there'll be a bigger stack at the end of the day. So they have to pick and choose what they're going to cover, okay? So the first thing that's important to understand is we can almost never, you know, utilize the local media to promote an event for us and expect it to work real well, okay? What does, however, work very well is having some type of an event in your school, doing a press release, doing a press campaign, a media campaign, and attracting the media's attention so that they'll come and cover your event, right? Meaning they might send a camera crew out, or they might send an interviewer out to talk to you, or they might send someone to do some sort of coverage about the event that you did. And that's very valuable, right? So keep that concept firmly in mind. And Bob, I'm sure you've seen people make this mistake. You're not going to be able to decide to do an event and hope that the free publicity you're going to get will promote the event. But you can very frequently do some sort of an interesting event or something that's interesting to the community, interesting to their readers or their listeners, that they'll come and cover your thing and sort of use that as a news story, right? Mm-hmm. So that's paradigm number one. Paradigm number two is this. You have to make sure that our objective here is just that. Our objective here is to get the TV cameras to come down in front of our martial arts school, or to come into our school and do an interview with us, or for us to go to them and to do some sort of an interactive presentation in front of their cameras, right? That's sort of like the home run in this case. Or to have them come down and do an interview, or perhaps do a phone interview that will then be a feature in the magazine or in the newspaper or whatever their particular media outlet is, okay? That's our objective with this. And so the next step is this. The second piece of paradigm is you have to make sure that any press campaign, any media campaign that you put together, it answers the question WIIFM, what's in it for me? And in this case, it's what's in it for the newspaper through their readers, right? See, the newspaper and television, pardon me, they're in the business of attracting an audience, right? They're in the business of selling advertising to, you know, Coke and Pepsi and Budweiser and, you know, whoever else. And they're in the business of attracting an audience who can sit in front of the television or read the newspaper or go to the website or whatever. So I'm sure you've heard, you know, Bob, many times, you know, in the news industry, if it bleeds, it leads, right? So if you look at the front page of any major newspaper, you know, what do you see? You see tragedy and horror and, you know, and disaster, right? That's what hits the front page. But if you flip a few pages in there, you'll start to see a lot of human interest stories, right? And if you watch your local cable access news channels or, you know, Fox affiliate or NBC affiliate, the local affiliates, there's always a section on the news that is community related that has to do with some sort of a human interest story, right? So you want to angle your press campaign, you want to angle your media so that it speaks to that need for them, right? So that it helps them accomplish content that serves that human interest story, right? So what a lot of people do, the mistake a lot of school owners make, and Bob, I'm sure you've seen this a few times, is what's interesting to you as a school owner or interesting to your students isn't really necessarily interesting to the general reader of the newspaper or the general watcher of that television news channel. So your, you know, ninth or tenth degree grandmaster flying over from Japan to grade a testing, see, that's not very interesting to anybody who's not a martial arts student, right? So that would be very unlikely for you to get, you know, media coverage. But if you have a student in your school who started in your school when he was five and was diagnosed with very severe ADHD, And this weekend, he's earning his black belt as a 10-year-old or whatever, a 10 or 11-year-old, and has defeated the ADHD and has become an A student and highly focused and highly accomplished athlete. See, now that's a very interesting news story that the media is very likely to cover, right? So the first step in this, Bob, is to make sure that you take an angle on your story that the media is likely to cover, rather than one that they're not likely to cover. And the way you measure that is by how interesting that would be to their audience. Does that make sense?
Certainly. And then the other part of that, too, one that really stands out covering this topic is I recall this last back-to-school promotions and marketing that we all did, that we also had a press release that was in there that was focused on the topic was local martial arts school promotes back-to-school safety. And I remember, even on my news, that back-to-school, all the news teams were covering, you know, the ramped-up crossing guards, different things to make sure that the children are able to get to school safely and to make sure that all of them are being picked up at the right locations by the school buses so they're not in dangerous situations. So I remember right before everybody going back to school, safety was one of the big topics that the news teams were covering.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's a third piece of strategy. That's sort of an advanced strategy that everybody should know about. See, there are cyclical seasonal topics that is what most of our done-for-you press releases are written after. See, we can't predict hot news stories in your area, right? Because every area is different. Every area around the U.S. is different. Every area around the whole world, they're going to have different regional or local topics that get a lot of press. Right? So you have to be a little bit responsive to that. But what you should do is just print out all these press releases as you get them. You're going to get one every month in your member package. It's on your media CD. And if you don't get the CD, if you're not one of those, if you're a member who doesn't get the media CD, it'll be on the website, right? Which is, we're actually running out of room on our CD. So we're shifting over to putting everything up on our website so you don't have to, so we can put more stuff up there. But you'll print it off from the website or you'll print it off from the CD. And you should keep all those archived because what you just identified is you always want to tie into a story or you frequently would want to tie into a story that's already attracting media attention, publicity. And it's very easy for them. Like one example of this is when the movie The Karate Kid came out, we had huge success with tying into local cable affiliates and in some cases a couple of national stations with tying into that movie release because the movie was getting tons of press anyway. The movie had tons of marketing budget behind it, and this opportunity gave the local news channel the opportunity to put Jackie Chan and Will Smith to put their picture on the screen while they talked about your school doing a special thing. Right, so see, that's a win-win because now they get to put a couple of celebrities on the screen and talk about them when it relates to your thing, your activity. Does that make sense? So tying into what's happening in the news is very important. Now, don't take this the wrong way, but if you have a rash of attempted abductions in your area or a rash of sexual assaults, or if something is getting publicity in your area, you should be attuned to that and be ready to turn that into opportunity for you in a positive way, right? So now what if the news channel is covering, I don't know, two attempted abductions in a certain neighborhood? Well, wouldn't it be a great thing for you to go do an anti-abduction course in that area as a free community service and create a marketing campaign, a press campaign around that activity? See, the news would scoop that up, right? They would eat that up, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a brilliant opportunity for you to attract tons of new students in your school, okay? So, Bob, does that all make sense? So you're looking for, number one, what's in it for their customers, their watchers, their readers. You also want to try to tie into local stories that are already getting traction. And be able to identify stories that they're going to be covering for a couple days, right, and be responsive to that. Does that all make sense?
Definitely. And these press releases, they're all customizable. And so all of this that you're describing in the packages each month are already done for them, for all of our members. So it's kind of drop and plug in your contact information right there on the press release.
Yeah, exactly, and there are a couple things that are important to identify that and enumerate with that. Number one is, again, we can't predict those local stories, right? But we can predict the cyclical repetitive media typical stories, right? So like you said, Bob, for back to school, you're going to get one for a back to school safety thing, and that you should just do that every year because that's what the news is always talking about for those weeks. We also do a back to school school supply drive because that's what the news is always talking about at that time of the year. Holidays, we do a children's hospital activity where we collect toys for the children's hospital, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to do our best job of getting you the press campaigns, the press releases that relate to cyclical, repetitive media stories that we know the media is going to be talking about. And then in some months there might not be something like that, so we'll give you a different one. You know, maybe like I said, an anti-abduction press release or a free rape prevention press release or something like that, right? Now, so what you have to do is just kind of archive and just kind of be thinking about that all the time. And when a story like that hits your news, you go back to your archive, pop it out, put it in the fax machine, and you're off, right? So anyway, so number next is this. Now, what you identified there, Bob, is important. We give you the done-for-you press release in the kit. It's on the CD or it's on the website. You can download it or you can, you know, print it off the disk. Now, a couple things that are important. They're customizable. You log in and you put in Microsoft Word and you put in your school name and your contact information. But there are a few important things that you do not want to change. See, the reporters and the people that work in the press offices, they play a certain game, right? And they don't like to play the game with people who don't know how to play the game. And they know that they have a valuable commodity a valuable resource at their disposal. They have this massive media tool, this machine, right? And everybody in their brother wants a piece of it, right? Everybody wants to get free coverage. Everybody wants to get the media to come out and do a story on them and their business, right? And they know that. And most of the times how they want to handle that is to sell you advertising, right? So number one is, you know, we always want to hit that human interest angle, right? The second thing is when you're looking at the done-for-you press release, there are a few mechanical pieces of this that are very important for you not to molest, right? Number one is the headline should be written just like a headline. The press release should be written just like a news story. In many cases, in fact, one of our Inner Circle members, Mike Pace, did the press release campaign that we gave him for helping us author a book. He was one of our contributing authors to a leadership book that we just did a few months ago. And literally, the newspaper copied his press release and printed it as is, didn't make any changes. So you want to write the press release. What you'll see when you get the press release is they're written just like a news story. The first paragraph must answer who, what, when, where, how, right? It must. It must be 1.5 space or double spaced. It must have three number signs at the bottom of, at the end of the page, or the dash 30 dash, right? It must be on one page and one page only, right? So there are some mechanical pieces of doing a good press release that we've already done for you, right? So don't change the things that make it work, right? You put in your own school information and things like that, and you tweak the quotes if they need to be tweaked and things like that. But the overall formatting you want to leave consistent. And for immediate releases at the top, and it has the resource box that has you and your contact information, all that stuff you have to leave, you know, the way we give it to you. Now, the second piece of that is you send out a press release, you know, are you guaranteed the news is going to show up? Well, absolutely not, right? Again, they get hundreds of these a week, in many cases thousands of these, depending on the metro you're in, you know, thousands or tens of thousands of them a week, right? So what you want to do is make sure that your press release is hard-hitting and impactful and has a good headline and talks about something of great community value and interest, right? Now, if you keep bombarding them with press releases, the methodology for this we want you to use is to send one press release a month to your local media. So you're going to go to Google and, you know, go find the local newspapers and, you know, right now, go to Google and type in, you know, newspapers in and put your city. And then go to each of their websites and you'll find the place that you need to send press releases. In most cases, it'll be a fax number. In some cases, it'll be an email address, but fax is still the preferred methodology for delivering press releases to newsrooms, okay? And this is as of 2011. So, you know, email is just too easy to get spam, you know, filtered, blocked, and, you know, 1,000 emails hit the guy and all that stuff. Now, if they do provide you an email address, I would do both fax and email it to them. I would also probably mail it to them. But that's beside the point. But you what you're trying to accomplish is called Rolodex status, right? What you're trying to accomplish is getting Rolodex status with the reporter, meaning they see your press release, they think it's interesting. Maybe they don't have room to put it in their paper today or this week, but they put you they put your contact information in the Rolodex, because if they ever have a story that relates to anti-abduction, they've got your name, and they call you and ask you questions, right? Now, we've been very successful with this. I've had tons of free publicity in my own schools. Obviously, Stephen Oliver, I learned most of this stuff from Stephen Oliver and Paul Hartunian, Paul Hartunian is one of the most successful media campaign folks in the country. And then also by extension from June Rhee, who Grandmaster June Rhee was able to accomplish tons of free media attention with the schools out in Washington, D.C. And what you're trying to get is this, you know, Rolodex status, so that when a story comes up, they flip through their Rolodex and up pops you, right? Now, what you don't want to get is, like, blacklisted, right? So you don't want to send them a press release every week, and then they just start seeing your name and throwing it away immediately, you know? And you don't want to send them self-promotional stuff, right? You don't want to say, you know, blatantly overt sales pitches, right, for your school. They just go right in the trash, right? So they have to be legitimate news stories. They have to have a legitimate human interest angle. And the more you can do to position yourself as a community expert and a community resource, the more they'll treat you like that. I've had over my career running martial arts schools, I've had at least 10 or 15 times where major local, you know, newspapers, radio stations. I've been guests on morning drive time talk shows, afternoon drive radio talk shows, television spots. The most successful television campaign I ever did was on an anti-abduction course that I did inside the martial arts school, and we had the camera crew came in and took tons of video and everything. And the reason it was so successful was it went on the local cable access news channel, which is just a 30-minute loop that plays over and over and over again every half an hour all day long. So my spot was supposed to be like a 15-second spot, ended up being a 45-second spot, which is really long, and it ran every half an hour on the half an hour all day long, right? So I had tons of phone calls and tons of website hits and things like that. Okay, so keep all that in perspective just for a second, okay? Now, once you get the media to bite, right, once you get them to call you and say, hey, listen, I heard that you're having this thing at your school, sounds really interesting, would it be okay if we send somebody by, right, then you do have to be strategic about how you position this, right? If it's television, they want stuff that looks good on camera, right? So 100 students sitting down with their legs crossed while you, you know, sermonize them, perhaps isn't very visually appealing to their television watchers, right? But a bunch of students, you know, doing some kind of a self-defense technique or some kind of an escape or you know, something like that. See, that's interesting. When I'm clicking my television and I see that, I might stop, right? But if I'm clicking my television and I just see a bunch of people sitting down and somebody talking, it's not so exciting, right? So you want to strategically position that. Then most importantly, when the media does show up, they know the game, right? They know that you're giving them something of value, right? You're giving them a good story that they can put in their paper or that they can put on their television. And they're almost always very cooperative to help promote your business as long as you do it in an inovert way, meaning this. I've always had... Always, every time a camera crew has ever showed up at any of our schools, any of our franchise locations, any of my own locations, before the franchise, any time I've ever gotten media television coverage, I've always said to the reporter, hey, listen, do you mind if we go stand over here in front of my banner with my website on it? And they said, no, not at all. I mean, you know, as long as the light's okay, they don't care, right? And I would always have my uniform on or my jacket that had my website on it. Or, you see what I'm saying? So it's important that you don't miss that opportunity. And they're willing to play the game with you, right? They understand that it's you're helping them, and they can help you, right? Now, in some cases, I've even been so successful as to be able to have them, I would tell the reporter when they got there, hey, listen, you know, we're having this course now. I'm having another course next week at the same time in the same place. Here's a website that people can go to actually register for the course. You know, can I tell them about the website? Or can you run a crawler across the bottom of the screen where people can go register? And sometimes they'll say yes. Right? So you just have to be, you have to be strategic about that. Does that make sense, Bob? So
yeah,
once they show up with the cameras, you're already kind of giving them something of value. Just create a relationship with that reporter. I still to this day in my cell phone have personal cell phone numbers for most of the major media, you know, reporters, most of the kind of quasi local celebrities, you know, that are on the local news channels. Because when they showed up, I just, you know, learned about them, and I asked them what their favorite books were, and I would send them a copy of a book that maybe I thought they would like, you know, a couple of weeks later, and, you know, that sort of thing. So, again, really what you're trying to do is create that Rolodex status. You're really trying to build a relationship with that person, and then you become the community resource when God forbid, you know, there is an abduction in your area, or when God forbid there's a sexual assault, or you know, when something like that happens, they call you as the expert to ask them about that, right? So I know I had been a guest on a couple of radio shows. I did two or three stop tour when there was a big autism kind of an outbreak, I guess. When a lot of media attention came around autism, I did a tour at the local radio stations and talked about how, you know, how our programs can really help those autistic children because it helps engage them kinesthetically and visually and auditorily, not just auditorily, you know, and visually. So, you know what I mean? So you never really know exactly what the thing is that's going to hit it out of the park, but you want to become that community resource. You want to become that Rolodex guy that they go to when they have a question about X or a story about Y and they want an expert opinion. Does that make sense? So that's really your objectives. Those are really your objectives, Bob. Does that all kind of make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's definitely.
Okay. So, and again, you should not expect to get a call every month, right? You should. You know, if you can do one of these successfully, literally, this should take you about 3 minutes a month to be able to accomplish this activity. You're going to get your membership package. Pop the CD in the CD thing, or go to the website and download the press release, customize it, set up the event, fax it out to 5 numbers, 15 numbers, 25 numbers, however many you come up with in your area, email it to them if possible as well, if that's what they request, and then if the media shows up at your school one time this year, once, right? And they come into your school with a camera and you know, put them in front of your banner with the website on it and you stand appropriately so they can see it and you talk about your program in terms that their audience will understand, you know, not about your style or your lineage or any of that, but about the value and impact it has on your students and, you know, how it improves their lives and those types of things. If that happens one time in a year, you'll probably do, I don't know, 10 or 20 enrollments just from that activity. And that's more than a 10 or 20 times return on your, you know, small membership investment, right? So this quick start process is all about helping you get started quickly and smoothly to help you see a 10, 15, 20, 100 times return on your maximum impact membership, you know, investment, right? Our objective is really to help you add 6 figures to your income this year. So this is just one of the tools. And again, we're looking for those action-oriented, you know, winners, the guys who are really going to hit the ground running, and they're immediately, right now, they've already got the CD in their CD player, and they've already printed out the press release, and they've already customized it, and they've already Googled all their local newspapers, and they're, you see what I'm saying? So That's what we're looking for. Those are the guys, those are the people who we're going to help, you know, build more than a 6-figure salary this year, right? We deserve, our profession deserves to be thought of and actually be at the same level as any other professional you would go to for advice or help. Our martial arts school owners should be you know, should earn a commensurate level of income as a physician or a top-level surgeon or an attorney or an accountant. And there's absolutely no reason in the world that they can't. We've been very successful at helping thousands of school owners accomplish that. And nothing you'll ever hear us say, you'll ever hear us discuss or suggest, will ever diminish the quality of the service you deliver. In fact, it's almost always the opposite. It's almost always about raising your standards, right? So this is just one of those tools. So, Bob, if you were a school owner and you didn't know exactly how to use a press release or how valuable it could be, are there any questions you could think of that you might have that we could perhaps address?
Yeah, you know, here's one that I think that's pretty valuable as well. I mean, if someone sits down, you know, a school owner sits down and they take the time and they go ahead and they, you know, they plug in their contact information and develop a nice press release focused on them and their school, it really, you know, besides sending it out to your local media stations, this seems to me that it would be also impactful just to your regular readers and also some of the other communities, community locations inside of an area, especially if, for example, back to school. Do you recommend utilizing this press release as still a very plausible marketing tool to help you attract new students and definitely put you in a spotlight in the community, seeing that it positions you as a professional or somebody focused and committed to this topic? Do you also go above and beyond just sending it out to the news media?
No, absolutely. This really, you know, formatted appropriately, this press release, other than typically you never want a press release to be more than one page and never, ever more than two, right? Because, again, think of a reporter. They're going to be getting, you know, 100 of these a day, they have to be able to get through them quickly. And if it's too many pages, they just get cross-eyed and throw in the trash, right? But no, you're exactly right. I mean, I would build a database that has every elementary school principal, teacher, daycare provider, guidance counselor, church group leader, pastor, youth counselor, anybody who deals. I'm in the family market, so I'm skewing that way. If I'm not in the family market, then my list of people would be, you know, all of the executives in every company around me, or you know those types of people. So I'm looking for the family market. I'm looking for children, you know, 4 to 13. So I'm looking for all of the big groups of those people, the groups of my prospects. I would make sure that I have all of them on my press release database, and I would email, fax, and mail it out to all of them to drive traffic, right? Maybe I could, use that as an event to drive traffic into the school as well. But no, you're absolutely right. I think the first thing we talked about today is important to understand. The media, the newspaper and the radio and the television and things like that, they're not very useful to drive traffic into an event. They're very useful to get them to cover the event and give you publicity, right? But the other mechanism is, if I want to fill up that event, going through these other channels is very useful. You know, so if I want to put 35 people in my school for an anti-abduction class, well, then absolutely I should be using that message to penetrate, you know, all the local churches, daycares, elementary schools, private schools, charter schools, you name it, right? No question, Bob. That's exactly right. Absolutely.
And Toby, how aggressive would you recommend a school owner to be? I understand from what you explained is that you would fax this press release off to the local media station, but would you suggest a follow-up or maybe a call just to make sure they got it, or would you just leave it as that, just send it off with a fax?
Yeah, a follow-up phone call doesn't hurt, but you have to be careful that you don't become a pest, right? Because if they start ignoring you, then they ignore you forever, right? If you typically you'll end up in one of three piles. Pile number one is the circular file, right? Which the people who end up in the circular file are the guys who are blatantly trying to promote their product, or they're blatantly, trying to drive traffic to something, or they're irrelevant to their reader or to their listener or watcher, right, viewer, or they're, you know, something like that. So they just toss them. The second pile is kind of this interesting story pile, and that's sort of like this, you know, you've got a good message, you've got a good story, but, you know, maybe it's not the right time for them at the paper, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, you know, it's kind of a good fit, I'll just keep it kind of handy, right? And then the third pile is you know, this guy is definitely an expert in his field, and this is something that comes up quite frequently. I want to keep this guy and make sure that if anything ever, like this ever comes up, I can call somebody. I know somebody in the business. You know what I mean? I know somebody who knows something about this, so I can get, you know, quick access to the experts, you know. One of the interviews I did for a newspaper, they called me, and there was a a string of sexual assaults in a little suburb, right? And basically, they literally called me up and said, look, you know, we got your name from, you know, doing these other releases and doing this other story on you. We understand that you're the area's expert on self-protection for women and children and families. I've got a few questions for you. Did you hear about this story? And they just kind of, you know, did a little interview, asked me a few questions. So that's what you want. You want to be that guy. You know what I mean? You want to get into that pile, if that makes any sense. So a follow-up phone call is fine, but you really do have to be careful. You don't want to fax this to them every couple of days. You don't want to fax it to them every week. They just start seeing the same thing over and over again, and it's just like email. It looks like spam. They hit delete. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, our members, they receive a press release every month in their packages. Is it you think it's too aggressive to do one of every month?
No, that's what I was saying earlier. No, once a month is fine. Send them one every month, but make sure that the more often you can tie into a media hot topic, the better off you are. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I sent them one last week, let's say for example, I sent a press release last week that was, let's see, it's springtime. You know, let's say it was some sort of an Earth Day type thing, right? Let's say we're doing some kind of an activity to promote conservation or something like that. And you know, I sent the press release for that. But then next week, there's an attempted abduction in the private school that's right next door to where I live or my shopping center or something like that. Well, in that case, I wouldn't be very shy at popping another release out there that says, you know, in answer to the growing concerns of our community about, you know, the safety of our streets or the lack of safety of our streets, we're doing a free, you know, whatever. See, I wouldn't be shy about that. You know what I'm saying? But once a month is probably fine. You know, if there's a real hot media topic, you know, you can go ahead and accelerate that a little bit. But you just don't want to get, you know, in their mind as a spammer. You know, you don't want to feel like, you don't want them to feel like you're just a spammer guy and they keep on getting your stuff and they just keep on throwing it away. You know, you want to get Rolodex status more than anything else, if that makes any sense. So anyway, good. So, you know, I think we accomplished what we needed to accomplish today. So, again, we're looking for those action-oriented people. Now, keep in mind that wealth and opportunity is attracted to speed, and it's repelled by indecision. Those people who are the most successful in every industry, and I've had the blessed opportunity to be able to associate myself with and meet and work with, you know, people like Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar and you know, some of the icons in their industries. And the one of the fundamental commonalities that Dan Kennedy and Brian Tracy and Stephen Oliver and, you know, Donald Trump, I mean, you name them, the tops of their industries are the people who, you know, get stuff done. Right? They go and implement, right? Sometimes they got to clean stuff up on the way down, but they go get it done. So my challenge to everyone is right now you should be Googling, right? You should be building a spreadsheet or a database or an email list of all of your local media contacts, all of your local, you know, again, like Bob suggested, churches, daycares, elementary schools, all that stuff, and put this press release into action. If you put this into action, I guarantee you that one piece of media coverage will grant you a 5 to 10 times return on your investment in our membership, certainly, right? But more than that, it gives you the opportunity to change people's lives in your community, right? If there's a child in an elementary school who you can help with his focus, or perhaps you can prevent him from being the victim of an abduction, right? He deserves that, right? Our customers deserve that. Our community deserves that. Okay, so take action. Get this implemented. You know, really make this a part of your monthly routine. Every month on the first of the month, you should pop that CD in the player, print out the press release, customize it, plan a strategy on how you're going to use it and put it into action. We've built it to be plug and play for you so that literally it should take you only about 3 minutes a month to invest in this huge return for your martial arts school. So, Bob, thanks so much for taking some time with us today, and thank you all for listening. This is only, again, week number 2 of your 22 or more week Quick Start process, so I'm really excited about what we're going to accomplish together in the next 22 weeks, or 20 weeks at least. And for some of you, at the end of this time together, you're going to be wanting to really accelerate your progress to the next level, and you're going to be asking us about our personal coaching programs in Inner Circle and Peak Performers. And those are designed for school owners who want to double their gross revenue this year and do it the quickest way, right? And we'll certainly be glad to talk to you about that and show you all those options. You can call Bob, your membership concierge, and he'll walk you through all the steps that you need to go through to do all of that. But put this in action immediately. Get this done. Train your staff members how to do it. Make sure that this happens every month, like a clock. And I absolutely promise you that this will return not just tens of thousands of dollars to you over time, but hundreds of thousands of dollars to you. Again, imagine if you had on speed dial every local media, reporter who's on television every night, right? I mean, that's a very powerful thing. This is how you truly become this pillar in your community that not just the media looks at for advice and help, but the people do, the community does. So I wish you all the best. Thanks so much, and be aggressive. Go get this done, right? Be one of the top 5%ers. Get this done before the recording is even over, okay? All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll speak to you really soon. Okay.